The Informed Traveler with Randy Sharman is brought to you by MyGroupTravel.ca. Got a group? Want to travel? Get a quote. Go to MyGroupTravel.ca. And to listen to the show online, go to TheInformedTraveler.ca.
Welcome again to the Informed Traveler Radio Show. I'm Randy Sharman. This part of the show is brought to you by Park2Go Value Valet. No hassles, no delays. That's a promise. And every so often, we like to invite David Yesko onto the show. He's known as the cruise guru, and he recently took a Windstar cruise through the Panama Canal in Costa Rica. David's website is oceancruise.guru, or you can follow him on Twitter at Cruise Guru, and he joins us now. Hi, David.
Hey, Randy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Always been interested in taking a Windstar cruise. So what made you pick Windstar and this particular itinerary around Costa Rica and the Panama Canal?
Yeah, so, you know, I've known about Windstar for years. They primarily were known for their sailing ships, which they still have. But what I was interested in is there are their newer ships. So about 2 years ago, they acquired three ships from Seabourn Cruises. Now, as you know, Seabourn's a tip-top luxury operator. Mm-hmm. And these are not sailing ships. These are 212-passenger what they call power yachts. So they refurbished these extensively and put them into service in their fleet. So they now have their sailing ships and their three power yachts. And the power yacht experience was really great, I have to tell you. Not only are the ships small, 212 passenger, but the crew to passenger ratio is almost 1-to-1. So they have a very luxurious feel aboard. They're all suite accommodations. The small suite is actually 277 square feet, which as you know, is kind of large. very luxurious, dual vanity marble baths, walk-in closets, large public rooms on the ships. And this is really a benefit of them buying these ex-Seabourn ships and turning them into their brand. And it really makes... It was an expedition cruise, but with a luxurious twist. So it was an interesting combination.
You can find it's called the Adventures in Panama and Costa Rica on the Windstar website, windstarcruises.com. So if people want to follow along what we're talking about, they can do that. But tell me what your impressions were of the Panama Canal, because I always found it to be very interesting. It was built over 100 years ago and still basically uses the same technology, doesn't it?
It does. It's amazing. You know, it's over 100 years old, and these are the older locks, and the passage through the canal on the ship is really, it's almost a day-long passage. I've done this several times. First time on a ship this small, however, so it was a little different perspective. You get to see a little more around you. The ship doesn't take up the whole lock like the larger ship.
Yeah.
But it's a fascinating passage, almost a full day. And there are the newer locks recently opened last year, so the ship didn't pass through those, but I got to take a look at those. They're larger, much more automated than the original locks, and not as cool, actually, I think, as the original locks, which still function pretty well today, over 100 years later.
Mm-hmm. So that's obviously one of the highlights. What were some of the other highlights over the 10 days?
So we spent a lot of time in calling at these kind of out-of-the-way, off-the-beaten-path destinations. So that was the beauty of Windstar's smaller ship. So in Costa Rica and Panama, they swap out the tenders for Zodiacs. And all of the ship-to-shore transfers for passengers are done on these Zodiacs, which maybe carry a maximum of about 15 to 18 passengers. And that enabled us to visit these destinations that would be inaccessible for larger ships, right? So these were destinations that didn't have docks or piers. So they'd land us, a lot of these were what they call wet landings. They would land us on the beach from these Zodiacs. And but it wasn't really roughing it, because waiting for you on the beach was a Windstar gazebo where they had towels to wipe the sand off your feet, drinks and snacks. So it wasn't exactly roughing it, but we were able to visit some of these really off-the-beaten-path destinations and these remote beaches and beautiful locations that where we were the only ship in, you know, and there were only, like I say, about 200 passengers. So it was a much more intimate feel, and we really got to see these Costa Rican and Panamanian destinations that few people do.
Mm-hmm. So it was off the beaten path, but the path was pretty luxurious. Is what
you're... Exactly. The path was pretty luxurious. Yeah. Yeah. And back on the ship, it was also, you know, so during the day, it was really expedition cruising. But on the ship, they had this, Windstar has this new affiliation with the James Beard Foundation. So they feature these James Beard Foundation chef's dishes on the menu every night. And there were these really gourmet dishes, really, really sophisticated. And I liked one night they had this grilled filet of branzino with olives, basil, and a tomato caponata, things like that, that they've really notched up their cuisine. So it's kind of this ethos on Windstar is kind of adventure by day, indulgence by night. Mm-hmm. And they really do go together. I wouldn't have thought it was possible, but they do go together well.
Did you begin in Cologne?
We began in Cologne, Panama. Yep. So most passengers overnighted in Panama City, since
that's
where the
airport question.
Is.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Most passengers, and they use a hotel, the Hotel Bristol in Panama City, which is a very nice place to overnight. And then they took us via transfer the next day to Cologne, which, as you know, is on the Atlantic side mm-hmm. of Panama. And that's about a less than an hour to get really across the country on the highway that kind of parallels the isthmus. And we ended up in Puerto Caldera, Costa Rica, and spent the day after that in San Jose, which is also about an hour away, and that's good airlift into and out of San Jose. So pretty easy transfers in both directions, and the fact that the cruise started in Panama and ended in Costa Rica, of course, gave us much more time in those destinations. So we were pretty much in a port a day. And just had some great wildlife encounters, really, in Costa Rica. You know, I know you've been there. The Costa Ricans are just these great stewards of their public lands. And the national parks are just wonderful there. So we spent a day in Manuel Antonio National Park in Quepos, mm-hmm. in Costa Rica. And the biodiversity on display there and all around us was really just thrilling. There were monkeys, sloths, raccoons, all above, below, and around us during our, you know, hours-long visit. And it just kind of typified the Costa Rican adventure.
Mm-hmm. This goes back to your point about being able, on a smaller ship, to go to different destinations than the larger ships, right?
Exactly, right. So there was a small dock in Quepos, but I don't think it couldn't accommodate large cruise ships. So, yeah, it enabled us to get into these places that otherwise would be inaccessible, and it was certainly easier traveling by ship than, of course, driving around the country and staying mm-hmm. in hotels. So they just let us know the night before whether it was going to be a wet landing or a dry landing so we could prepare appropriately and got up and went. And they also had really nice on board, they had a Costa Rican naturalist who was on board for the whole cruise.
Nice.
So he gave us lectures, showed us his photos of what to expect, what to look for, gave us tips and tricks to use when we were ashore. So that was very valuable and a very nice touch on board Windstar.
Now, when you talk about the wet landings, if I remember correctly, on the seaborne ships, you disembark from the back of the ship, right?
Right, yeah. Right, exactly. So they have this water sports platform that they also put down. They call it the water sports platform and marina. So on days when it's calm, besides the Zodiac as the tender service, they put out all these water toys. And so there's a trampoline, there are kayaks, there's a slide they put out, there's snorkeling equipment they give you. So you can just play in the water in these beautiful areas right off the back of the ship and get right back on easily. So that was another nice feature of these ex-Seaborne mm-hmm. ships, the water sports platform. And Windstar makes great use of it now, you know, with this this kind of new expedition cruising ethos that they have.
So we only have about a minute here, but any tips for people wanting to sail on Windstar or this particular cruise in general?
Yeah, I would say look for these sailings. They do quite a few of these during the winter and spring. Most of them are 7-day. I was on a slightly longer one, but most of them are 7-day, also between Cologne and Puerto Caldera, or the reverse. And I just think with that, these Windstar ships are not, these power yachts are not only the best kept secret in cruising right now, but really the best value. So their pricing kind of starts at the level that you'd expect to pay on Celebrity or Holland America, you know, maybe for a premium cruise product. Mm-hmm. But it's a much more intimate experience, certainly.
Well, I do love cruising through the Panama Canal. It is quite an experience, and I highly recommend that. And Costa Rica is always beautiful. So, yeah, good combination there. You can find that cruise, The Adventures in Panama and Costa Rica, on the Windstar Cruise website, windstarcruises.com. And you can find more about David Yeskel, Cruise Guru, by following him on Twitter, at Cruise Guru, or his website, oceancruise.guru. Always a pleasure to chat, David.
Same here, Randy. Good talking to you.
The Informed Traveler with Randy Sharman is brought to you by MyGroupTravel.ca. Got a group? Want to travel? Get a quote. Go to MyGroupTravel.ca. And to listen to the show online, go to TheInformedTraveler.ca.